You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Gym Class on a picture-perfect Thursday here in Eastern Iowa. Great to have you aboard. Scott Unash from our studios on the southwest side. Buttons on the other side of the glass here today. Mark Dukes from his back porch on a beautiful Thursday on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Greeting you on this edition of the program. Got a good one for you. Adam Rittenberg, senior writer for college football for ESPN, is going to be joining us. We will talk the national perspective about what has happened as far as the Iowa football program is concerned with Adam, and we will do that on the program coming up in about 20 minutes or so. College football news of the day, as well as a big-time local recruit makes his, a big-time local recruit anyway, makes, there we go. Sorry about that, Eastern Iowa. You'd think after, what, 100 years doing this, Mark, I could figure this out, right?
You missed the buttons. Did you need buttons to come through for
I
you?
Did. Buttons came in and said something's amiss here. Sorry, Eastern Iowa. Sorry, everyone. Let's try take two here. How about that? We welcome you into the Gym Class today. Scott Unash here in the studio creating havoc. Buttons on the other side of the glass helping out. Mark Dukes from his back porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. 319-366-1600 is the text line available to you out there. Again, that's 319-366-1600. And that is our phone line as well. Good show. Adam Rittenberg, senior writer for ESPN.com, going to join us to talk some college football and specifically what is happening in Iowa City from a national standpoint. So we will talk about that with Adam coming up in just a little bit. And we'll talk as well coming up in a few moments about a local big-time recruit that made his choice today as far as where he is going to play his college football. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. But first, Mark, shortly around, what, 8 o'clock this morning, the sweetest sound we have heard in a long time was struck by Ryan Palmer down at Colonial. The PGA Tour is back. No fans, obviously, right now. That'll come later on in Dublin, Ohio at the Memorial at Jack's Place. But they're playing the Charles Schwab Challenge today with a very, very good field, and that includes Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson. But it's good to have golf back, isn't it?
It is indeed, and it's a bit different to watch without fans, without stands behind, you know, various holes, including the 18th. And, you know, there are the permanent structures that are out there at Colonial, but no fans, no nothing. And the players and their caddies and everybody affiliated with the tournament, there have been no positive tests for COVID-19. So they're plodding along right now. And no rust on Justin Rose, Scott. He is in the clubhouse with a 7-under par 63 to hold the lead, at least at this point. Low round on the course right now, 5-under par through 11, Harold Varner III. Who, of course, is one of the few black players on the PGA Tour. He's off to a terrific start there. Cedar Rapidian, Zach Johnson, plodding along, really. He's through nine holes, started on the back, has nine straight pars, hitting the ball well, apparently. Missed all but one fairway and has hit every green, but has made nothing. So he is at even par through his first nine holes. He is on the par five first right now, trying to break that drought.
Easiest hole in the golf course, by the way. Of course, Zach, former champion at Colonial. Mm-hmm. And who could forget that particular championship? Because that, of course, was the, I guess now you can say, great chapter in the Zach book that will come out, I hope, someday, that If you recall, Zach incurred a penalty on the 18th green, 72nd hole, because he had to move his coin for a fellow competitor and forgot to move it back, so he incurred a penalty, but he had a few strokes in his back pocket, still won the tournament.
Yeah, I think he was up three at the time and suffered a two-stroke penalty and still won the tournament. Kind of an embarrassing moment in Zach's career, but as you mentioned, he had a cushion, and he's had a whole lot of good fortune in Texas through his years. I think a handful of championships in his career. So between the Valero Texas Open and Colonial and whatnot, he likes Texas.
He does. He likes Texas. Justin Rose has been struggling as of late, but boy, he put it together today. 7-under 63. And I think the most fun part about this, Mark, is the fact that these pros are playing a golf course that you and I and everybody else plays now. There is no, you know, when Tiger goes out with his throng, when Rory goes out with his throng, when Phil Mickelson goes out with his throng, they've got basically a built-in, you know, barrier, if you will. They can hit the ball offline, and it's going to hit people. And the people are going to stop the ball. You are not getting that now. The ball is going to end up where you and I hit it on occasion. And I think that's going to be the most fun thing, and has been the most fun thing to watch so far as the return of the PGA Tour.
Well, it's very true. I mean, I'm watching Brooks Koepka on a hole right now, and there's probably 10 people around the green, between camera people and scorekeepers and whatnot. Normally there'd be hundreds, if not thousands. And Koepka has hit his shot wayward, where it might have ended up closer to the green. You're very right. You know, pros get a lot of breaks when there's folks lining the fairways and whatnot, even around the greens. It's very interesting in that regard.
Very interesting out there. 319-366-1600. That is the text line that we have for you here at KGYM. Adam Rittenberg is going to join us coming up here in just a little bit. Let's get to the other news of the day. That is recruiting news. Both, I guess, good news and bad news if you're the Iowa Hawkeyes. Let's start off with the TJ Bowlers, the terrific athlete out of Clear Creek, Amana High School, and he made his commitment known today where he will play his college football, and that is going to be to the north and to the east of down in Clear Creek, Amana Clipper territory, as TJ Bowlers committed to the Wisconsin Badgers today, Mark.
He did indeed, and he had a healthy list of suitors, including Alabama, Iowa State, Nebraska, California, among others. But yes, as you mentioned, he's headed for Wisconsin. You notice Iowa was not on that list for whatever reason, despite the fact his father played at Iowa, and he's on a competing radio network for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And kids make their own decisions these days for whatever reason. And he crossed Iowa or didn't even consider Iowa for the longest time. So that has nothing to do with what's going on in the Iowa camp right now. Bowlers made that decision early on. But Wisconsin is getting a good one who has been very productive in the high school ranks. Clear Creek, Amana, one of those growing school districts, growing football programs, and be interesting to see how his career turns out up there.
Four stars, TJ Bowlers, and just going up and up as far as that is concerned, and had it down to Nebraska, Wisconsin, Iowa State among the three of the schools that came right down to the end, and not lost in folks that TJ Bowlers, at least for 3 years, is going to face the Iowa Hawkeyes, or at least 2 years will face the Iowa Hawkeyes, depending on if he leaves after his third year. But you assume 4 years, but we will see how that all plays out. But a good get for Wisconsin and Paul Christ, and I hold no ill will toward TJ at all. I hope he has a stellar career up in Madison. And like you said, things are so much different now. You win some, I guess, and you lose some. Iowa got AJ Epenesa, I think partly due to the fact that his father played here when Epi was here. Didn't play a whole lot in his career, but boy, it helped as far as his son is concerned. And now, so that's a win, I guess, and not so much a win because of Trevor Bowler's playing in Iowa, but TJ going to Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what position he ends up playing because he is such a terrific athlete. I think you can plug him in at linebacker, defensive end, what have you. You know he's going to grow. He's already a pretty good-sized kid anyway with very good speed. And that's another aspect I'll be following with Bowlers where he, you know, and is he going to be able to contribute right away? Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's that capable, but certainly at four stars, you would think he'd contend for some playing time right off the bat.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 if you want to talk about TJ going to Wisconsin. Iowa did pick up a commitment last night from a high school quarterback for the class of 2021. And I'm not sure about the pronunciation on this, Joe Labus, I'm going to say. Is that what you have heard, Mark? Anyway, young man out of the state of Ohio, a 6'3", 190-pounder. And he is going to play for the University of Iowa and the Hawkeyes. So Iowa usually gets one quarterback a class, so there's your 2021 quarterback coming in.
He was kind of lightly recruited, Scott. He did commit to Ball State in mid-May and decommitted there, and then Iowa came on and offered him. Labus has gone ahead and committed, the 16th recruit of the 2021 class, according to recruiting services that I'm paying attention to. His junior year, Labus passed for 23 touchdowns and had only two picks. So pretty good efficiency there. I don't know a whole lot more about him than that. Lightly recruited quarterbacks. Chuck Long is the epitome. Is this guy another Chuck Long? I would hesitate to say yes on that by any stretch, but you never know. You never know. Iowa thinks a lot of him, and that's all that counts.
He looks, he's a little bit slight of build. If you take a look at the photos and just take a look at some of his game film a little bit on Huddle and whatnot, you know, he will fill out, I'm sure, once he gets into college, but he not quite, I mean, he reminds you a little bit of just the frame of Nate Stanley when he came out of Wisconsin, out of his high school career. A little bit anyway. That means I'm not comparing the two as far as on the field play. I'm just comparing them as far as their build is concerned a little bit. And Stanley grew into his frame, and I would imagine that this young man will do the same thing.
Yeah, you've got Spencer Petras, the heir apparent at quarterback, Deuce Hogan coming in. You got to believe that Labus will redshirt when he arrives in 2021. But we'll see how that pecking order turns out.
Yes, 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in on recruiting today as far as college football is concerned. I want to let everyone know and remind everyone that we have before 4 o'clock today on the program, not only Adam Rittenberg to talk to, but we also have a 4-pack of tickets to any Friday night race at Hawkeye Downs that we're going to give away today. You can use those tomorrow if you so inclined to do so. As the season opener comes up tomorrow night, gates open at 6 o'clock, racing at 7:30. $1,000 to win Legends Race tomorrow night, which is an INEX regional qualifier. Midwest Truck Series will be in town as well on the half mile tomorrow night. And really the first big event as far as Cedar Rapids is concerned coming up tomorrow evening at Hawkeye Downs. Well, you've got a 4-pack of tickets for a Friday night race, and we're going to give you a chance out there to win those tickets before 4 o'clock here this afternoon on the Gym Class program, and then we'll be followed by Todd and Alex from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock coming up this evening. 319-366-1600. NASCAR last night, Martin Truex Jr. Dominated at the end, came out of nowhere. After kind of running, not mid-pack, but down in the pack a little bit, and ended up winning by 4 seconds last night as far as the race at Martinsville. First one under the lights at Martinsville last night. It was good to watch that. And NASCAR will have a few fans coming up this Sunday when they go down to Homestead Miami Speedway. They are going to allow the folks at the nearby Air Force Base to come in and watch. A good move, I think, by NASCAR. So that'll be coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, it was quite a bit of the race, and it was a good one for the top 12, 15 cars that were on the lead lap. I don't generally like short track racing because you have so few cars on the lead lap, but you had Truex and Ryan Blaney and Keselowski and Logano put on a pretty good show, but Truex pulled away at the end and got his first victory of the year.
Yes, he did. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That is our phone line as well here at the KGYM studios. If you want to chime in. Interestingly enough here, Mark, this just coming across Twitter. I was waiting for this kind of to happen, but without a crowd and without really any background noise, what you're going to hear as far as the golfers are concerned, if you had the first on-air expletive coming from John Rahm, you are a winner today. As Jim Nantz just apologized for an inappropriate remark made by John Rahm. So I think the players are going to become a little bit more aware of that. They should anyway. And John will be a little bit lighter in the pocket.
Well, be careful what you ask for when you mic up athletes. And I don't have a problem with it. It takes me inside the ropes. It takes me inside a guy's head. Long as, you know, it isn't constant or anything like that, it's part of the game. You know, am I offended by it? No. I say the same thing when I shank a 4-iron, you know. Sometimes. I used to be like that. Not anymore.
I don't think they're mic, but the microphones are just so close to these guys now, and they're not picking up natural crowd noise, so they're hearing what you say, and contrary to popular belief, because it is not really put out there widely, PGA Tour players are fined if they are found to be using abusive expletives on the golf course. And I will not let you know who one of the worst offenders is. And usually,
he's not playing in this tournament.
He's not playing in this tournament.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah. And he's been nabbed quite a bit of the time. I don't think he's the leader, but he's up there anyway. There have been a few that have been over the top over the years. So anyway, John Rahm is the answer to the trivia question for this go around. Anyway, got those Hawkeye Downs tickets we're going to give away coming up in just a little bit before 4 o'clock. But when we come back after our break, Adam Rittenberg's going to join us from ESPN, senior writer for college football. We'll talk about the Iowa football situation with him and the national outlook of it when we return. You're listening to The Gym Class with Scott and Mark. Buttons here as well, taking you through a Thursday here at KGYM.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
First this crazy crisis, and now hail. One thing is for sure, this perfect storm means you can save big. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. If you don't mind a few dents and dings, you could save up to an incredible $20,000 off new Nissans, or save up to $10,000 off new Subarus, or save up to 50% off our pre-owned vehicles. But we are still here to help you the safest way possible. We're sanitizing and keeping a safe distance. Plus, if your car was damaged in the storm, we'll take it off your hands and give you way more than it's worth. It's the hail sale of the century. You can save up to $20,000 off brand new cars if you don't mind a few dents and dings. Or save up to 50% off our pre-owned vehicles. This perfect storm means you can get the car of your dreams and leave some money in your pocket. But hurry, these deals are only good until all the hail cars are gone. And with these savings, it won't take long. See all the cars at DaveRideAuto.com. That's DaveRideAuto.com.
Discount varies depending on actual damage. Not all vehicles have damage. All incentives to dealer. Ends when all hail cars are gone.
You work hard, and you deserve to get the most for your money. Like health insurance coverage with the largest, most accessible networks, so you can choose where you want to go for care. Like having multiple plans so you can choose the coverage that works best for you. Mostly, you deserve to have the health insurance expertise Iowans have been trusting for over 80 years. Wellmark, Blue Cross, and Blue Shield. To find the small business or individual plan that's right for you, talk to your local agent about Wellmark today. Get started at Wellmark.com.
Linn County Public Health wants you to be a bad host. COVID-19 is constantly looking for a good host, a person to settle in and get comfy. This nasty virus is so sneaky, you can even spread it when you don't feel sick. Don't give it the chance. Wear a cloth face mask when you go out in public. It captures droplets that carry the virus when you talk, cough, or breathe, and protects other people around you, like cashiers, servers, neighbors, and friends. Good job, bad host. Keep it up. Wear a cloth mask and practice the 3 C's. Cover your cough, clean your hands, contain germs. Get more info at LinnCounty.org/health.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brammelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
And we are back at 324 here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class at KGYM. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with you as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM. And, Adam Rittenberg set to join us coming up next, senior writer for ESPN on college football, to talk a little bit about the big story over the last 6 days here, not only in Eastern Iowa and around the state of Iowa, but I think as far as college football is concerned. And that, of course, what is going on in the Iowa football program. And Adam, thanks for taking time to talk with us today. Hope you are well as we get into June.
Oh, yeah, good to be with you, Scott. It's definitely a big story. And, yeah, good, thanks for having me on today.
Talking about this, did you ever believe that, well, I guess you file this under it can happen to anybody. I bet if you took a survey of a lot of college football fans around the country and quizzed them about what potentially could happen at a particular institution and said, what was the one that you probably would not suspect it happening at? And maybe Iowa would have been that answer, but lo and behold, here we are, day six as far as scrutiny in the Iowa football program.
Right, yeah, and it certainly, yeah, no one expects that at Iowa, but on the other hand, I do wonder if the way the program was structured with so much that was kept inside and so little externally done and not a program that exposes itself very often to the media and to the public, you know, it's also set up for something like this in a sense where you have somebody who does finally speak out, which James Daniels did last Friday, and then you have this cascade of others. So, you know, you do wonder in hindsight a lot of things, but one of them I've thought about is, you know, how much of this has to do with the way the program was, that it only took one person to kind of break the dam and then boom and boom and boom. We have it over and over and over with all these stories. So, you know, you kind of hear about things that are kept inside for people for many years. Well, we're seeing it right now at Iowa, you know, with their former football players, especially the former African-American players.
Yeah, Adam, I wonder how you parse what's been said. I mean, there's been over 36 former players come out in one form or another, either being very specific or being very general. At some point, you have to say, hey, there's an issue here. But at what point do you parse, you know, maybe some sour grapes in some areas and what might be very serious matters in others?
Right. Yeah. I think, Mark, you know, you got to look for themes. You know, what are some of the things that are coming up over and over in the allegations, even if they're more general allegations, in terms of treatment, in terms of, you know, the culture of the program, and also are you know, from the black players' perspective, a lot of them are saying that they didn't feel like they as black men and their culture was being seen or appreciated in a fair way at Iowa, and that, you know, is leading why it's a big reason why they're speaking out about this. And, you know, I don't sense that a lot of these former players are asking for, you know, Kirk Ferentz to be removed, but they want to see changes and major change in the program so that other black players don't go through this experience. And so, you know, many of them have very, you know, good thoughts generally about their time at Iowa, and they love being former Hawkeyes. But, you know, the fact that they didn't hesitate to speak and in many cases be very specific about certain things that happened there, you know, like to your point, Mark, suggests that there really is a problem here to address. Not something to say that you're going to address, not something to form a committee, and that's all nice and good, but you actually have to change, or else, you know, it's going to be, I think, a real downturn in many ways for Iowa, because this can impact recruiting. This can impact all sorts of major macro issues around the program if it's not addressed correctly.
Adam, you talked about the fact that, yes, things have to be corrected the way it sounds anyway, but the players really, I don't think, want Kirk Ferentz out. Can you have that both ways, on both sides of the street right there?
Well, it's a great question, Scott. I think, you know, I know Kirk mentioned on the call with media on Sunday that he's asking the former players he's reaching out to, you know, can I be still an effective leader of this program? And I think that's a question for a lot of people around Iowa. You know, is he capable of changing to a point where this doesn't happen anymore? And it's going to take a lot of work on his part. It's going to take a lot of work on the others around him, those who remain on the staff. And we don't know about you know, Chris Doyle's status or anybody else's status necessarily who would remain. But whoever does remain is going to have to, you know, assist Kirk with these changes to make sure that players no longer feel this way. Because, you know, I think current players, I know they've met this, you know, this week, and there's recruits that are coming in and all of that. How are they going to be treated within the program to make sure that these types of claims don't continue, and that the experience of the black player at Iowa starts to change right now? Because, you know, if it doesn't, like I said, this will continue to really hurt the program going forward. So, you know, I don't really know the answer to that, because, you know, in the reporting I've done this week, nobody that I talk to, you know, seems to fully believe Kirk when he says he didn't really know a lot of this was going on. I think, again, he's got a lot of responsibilities as the head coach, but, you know, Chris Doyle is your right-hand man. Brian Ferentz is your son. I know from sources I've spoken to that the race issue had been brought to his attention before in one form or another. So, you know, I know he said he wasn't completely blindsided, but he seemed surprised by a lot of what was said. That is tough to believe for a lot of folks, but the more important thing is, what are you going to do about it?
Adam, as the days have ticked by here, I just wonder why we haven't heard more from former players of other programs. And my theory is twofold. Number one, maybe no other program in the country has had these kind of issues. Find that hard to believe. But secondly, you've got Kirk Ferentz, 21 years in, and has had the same strength and conditioning coach for 21 years. And that is a rarity. And I think that probably has invited comment as much as anything. Your thoughts in that regard?
Yeah, no, I mean, to your first point, I'm sure that other programs have had instances, but to your second point, did they take place with the same people over an extended period of time? That's where Iowa's unique. You know, do a lot of strength coaches have power? Yes. Do a lot of strength coaches, you know, take in some ways, you know, some negative ways to motivate people and sometimes have success that way? Sure. But I think the combination and the way that it's set up at Iowa, where you have the same head coach, the same strength and conditioning coach for a long period of time, and a program where very, very little gets out, where you have nobody on social media, you don't have people that are airing their grievances very often, it does, in that sense, set up to kind of form a perfect storm, so to speak, for something like this to happen.
Adam Rittenberg joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM from ESPN, senior college football writer. And Adam, where is this at? You mentioned that this could have far-reaching effects as far as recruiting is concerned. That's probably going to be the biggest effect anyway. Who knows as far as potential changes in the coaching staff is concerned. But how do you think this is going to affect the Hawkeye football program when they finally do get back on the field, or will it affect the program?
Well, yeah, I think there's a long time, I mean, as far as the games are played from now until then, and a lot of more important things to work out. You know, I think the most pressing thing, obviously, is the investigation into the strength and conditioning program and what happens with Chris Doyle and when there's a resolution one way or the other on his status. And then, you know, when are we next going to hear from Kirk Ferentz? What other things are going on, you know, substantive changes within the program that he can talk about instead of, you know, kind of, and I think listening is a big part of this, and he's been doing that, and he continues to do that, whether that's the former players or to the current players with their meetings earlier this week. But I do think that the next, you know, week or two are going to be very interesting to see if there's, you know, if there's some type of resolution one way or the other on staffing and also on the changes. Because, yeah, you guys have seen it as I have. You know, very few, if any, of these players are calling for a head coaching change, but they're all calling for change. So how does that, translate to Iowa going forward? We'll find out here, I would think, fairly soon.
Well, I think you're going to have not only this season but beyond, Adam. This is going to hang. This is going to hang over the Iowa program, and you know, next fall, this is either going to be the most unified team in the country, or it's going to be a mess. One of the two.
Right. Yeah. And you know, again, I think Iowa. And the interesting thing is, you know, Iowa, I think we'd agree, has over the years been a unified team. They've been a team that has used those elements and what they do in the strength program with Chris Doyle and how they develop players. That's been their calling card. And so how will this affect that? Can they still be as unified? Can they still, you know, be as dedicated and work as hard as they have to outwork more talented teams at times and to have the type of success that they've enjoyed throughout much of Kirk Ferentz's tenure? You know, those are the kind of macro questions here going forward that we're not going to find out until the fall. And it's certainly going to place a premium on the leadership of the team. It's going to place a premium on who can stand up in front of the room, whether it's a coach or a player, and command respect. But you know, that's all been thrown a little bit in flux right now. Not even a little bit, a lot in flux right now because of what's come out here. But I think the players that I've spoken to, they all want this to better Iowa in the long run, to make this a more welcoming program, to make this a program where coaches are more understanding of the Black experience for a large portion of their roster. Because you know, that's been the one thing, guys, clearly that's come through. You know, whether you believe someone's racist or not, or that certain people were mistreated or not, the Black players at Iowa, their experience was not valued as much as it should have been. And whose fault that is, we can certainly talk about it, but that's an undeniable truth that comes out of this. And every Iowa fan needs to understand that and be sympathetic or empathetic to that going forward.
Yeah. Adam, are you surprised a little bit we haven't seen? I know Mark asked this in a little bit of a different slant anyway earlier on when we were talking with you, but Clemson, of course, has got a rally, I think, that they are going to have on Saturday. But, you know, other than that, are you surprised there aren't more programs that have come together, put something forth as far as a protest or just something of the like?
Yeah, well, you know, one thing to keep in mind is not a whole lot of teams are together at this point. You know, we're still in that voluntary stage, and you know, a number of teams don't really reassemble until either early next week. Northwestern just announced they're coming back the week of June 22nd again for voluntary activities, and so it's not as though that many teams are in the same spot. But I would think that we'll see more displays like what Clemson is doing, like what Missouri did last week. You know, very powerful marched through campus, and then they went and did voter registration. I know LSU did that earlier this week. So I would imagine we'll see more and more of that here in the next few weeks as these teams start to get back together in larger numbers.
The six-week plan to return to football, what do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what we expected. That was the number that was being talked about the most as one that was reasonable with the conditioning adjustment and then obviously practice. I don't think you need necessarily more than 4 weeks of intense practice to get ready for a season, but, you know, what's the downside of in many cases not having a full spring practice, or with players not being on campus with their strength and conditioning programs and their weight rooms and all of that the last few months? And so, you know, the voluntary activity period is going to be important, but then, you know, really when that 6 week lead up goes, you know, that's seen as enough time, not ideal, but enough time if you don't have outbreaks. And that's the key to all of this. It's the key to having a season in Iowa, or pick a state, pick a program. Can they contain the number of positive tests? And, you know, I was talking to an athletic director in a Group of Five conference yesterday about this, is that the, you know, leagues are already having meetings about what's the threshold of how many positive tests can a team have and still compete that week. Is it 10? Is it 20? Anything above 20, the 25 to 30, a team's going to have a hard time competing maybe for a few weeks. And so that's what you want to avoid. But I think the actual amount of time, 6 weeks to get ready for a season, is generally seen as enough.
I would agree with that. And just getting back before we leave Iowa, I wanted to just ask you, Adam, how do you see this? None of us have a crystal ball. We know that, but do you see Iowa's coaching staff remaining intact? Do you see one leaving, maybe more than one? How do you see this playing out?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the fact is you have somebody that's right now on administrative leave in Chris Doyle. The bulk of the allegations concern him and his strength and conditioning program, and anyone who's been around Iowa football knows that he wields tremendous power and influence in that program. It would be hard for me to see a path back for him, but you never know how this will progress. I think what will be interesting to see is, in the course of that investigation, what else surfaces and who else's name comes up. I mean, obviously, Kirk Ferentz's name has come up either directly or tangentially. You know, Brian Ferentz's name has come up at times, a little bit, not nearly as much as Chris Doyle. So what happens on that side of it? It's hard to say. Kirk Ferentz obviously has tremendous influence and has done a great job there. And I don't think anybody wants to see a coaching change necessarily, but there's a lot of pressure right now. And you have essentially the number two person in that program who's at the center of why this is going on. So it's going to be, interesting to say the least, to see what happens. But I can't imagine everyone's going to be back and everything's just going to be deemed as fine. That's very, very rarely how these things end up.
Adam, what do you make of Southern California opening its arms to Reggie Bush?
Yeah, I think this is, something that needed to happen. I think when you think back to what happened with Reggie and that time with NCAA infractions and what was going on at USC, you know, pretty much everybody thinks the penalties there were, you know, kind of ridiculous and over the top. To see him, you know, again, he is the player that most of us associate most with that incredible run under Pete Carroll as a Heisman Trophy winner. Would love to see his Heisman restored at some point, a, you know, part of a national championship team, and, you know, in all those great games. And so, I think it's great to see the connection. I was at the game last year at the LA Coliseum, Utah and USC, when Reggie was there as part of the FS1 broadcast team with Matt Leiner. Urban Meyer was also there. It was an interesting night in LA, but the fans that assembled and just were going nuts for him. You know how much he means to that program, and the disassociation, just to echo a lot of the others in the media, I think it's kind of a silly and also damaging penalty to pretend like it didn't happen. We all know it happened. And so why isn't he celebrated alongside the others in that program, the other great players? So I think it's a really good thing to see that period is over now.
Mm-hmm. Notre Dame is still not celebrating Reggie Bush, by the way.
No.
still some ill feelings toward that particular play in the goal line in South Bend. But, yeah, that happens. That's what makes college football what college football is. And, hey, Adam, appreciate it. Thanks for the great insight, as always. Keep up the great work, and can't wait to talk again with you.
Will do. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Adam Rittenberg, senior writer for ESPN.com, college football, joining us here. A little national perspective as far as what is going on in the Iowa football program is concerned here at 3:43. And good stuff from Adam. Well, if you missed any part of that, we will have our podcast up and available to you coming up here, and we will have it for you. I believe we have new information here, and over there, please. But we brought in Buttons here because not only does he tell me when I do stupid things, but he can tell us our podcasts are going to be available where.
Yeah, so our podcasts are going to be available on Spotify.
Okay.
Apple Podcasts.
Okay.
And then soon to be Google Podcasts.
Oh, nice.
It's really exciting.
Very good. Any one of those platforms.
Any one of those platforms. Our Google Podcast is not yet up.
Okay.
It should be in the next day, but Apple and Spotify are up right now.
They are up and ready to go. So that is where you find our podcast living.
Yep.
And breathing.
And on our website still.
And on
our website.
Don't forget about our website.
Never forget about the website.
Never forget about that. But thank you. Appreciate all your help.
Here for you.
In that. You are here for me. You are here for me. And you're going to join Mark tomorrow, too. So you guys got a game plan. You're ready to go. Mark is... Is Buttons ready to go with you?
I think Buttons is up to speed. We'll see what the news of the day becomes tomorrow, but we've got a guest that we'll tell you about later on, and Buttons is all buttoned up, I think.
Oh, you see where he went there?
That was funny.
That was. It was good. All right. Thanks, Buttons. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, and we're going to put you to work right now because we're going to give you out there an opportunity to pick up some tickets for Hawkeye Downs Racing. And it gets started tomorrow night out at Hawkeye Downs Speedway on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, right down 6th Street from our location here in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. So we're going to give you an opportunity right now to pick up a four-pack of tickets. You can use them tomorrow night if you like. I believe Buttons must also... find a time that they can come pick them up. Is that the case?
Yes.
If you cannot pick them up, then we will make arrangements for that. So 319-366-1600, caller number 6. Again, that's 319-366-1600. And we hope to see you tomorrow night. If not tomorrow night, then in a future night out at Hawkeye Downs Speedway. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll let you know who our winner is after this.
Save today on your next project with 11% off everything. Now at Menards. Menards has what you need to start and finish your projects. Plus, you'll save 11% on all of it. Menards offers contactless pickup. Order and pay for your items online, and we'll load your order into your vehicle with zero contact. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through June 13th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This summer, check out the store where students shop and Hawkeye fans find what they're looking for. Iowa Book and Supply features the world's largest selection of Hawkeye gifts and apparel. You can even have a t-shirt custom made in Iowa Book's lower level. Support the Hawks or make your own statement with a shirt from Iowa Book and Supply. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol.
Iowa Book, a one-of-a-kind bookstore.
From faulty breakers to broken windows to leaky pipes, roofs, and water heaters, homes and businesses around the country can't work until the pros do. That's why Lowe's created credit programs that work for pros. With everyday 5% savings on eligible purchases, plus through October 31st, 60 days promotional financing on your Lowe's business account or extended terms on eligible account receivables. Learn more in-store or online at lowesforpros.com. Putting money back in your pocket. Just one more reason Lowe's is the new home for pros. Subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa.
because right now, when you order from Napa Online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
3:48, back with you on the Gym Class for this Thursday on KGYM. Big congratulations going out to Doug from Cedar Rapids. He has picked up 4 tickets to Hawkeye Downs, which gets started tomorrow night. 6 o'clock, gates open, 7:30 for racing. The Midwest Truck Series will be there, as well as a $1,000 to win INEX Legends Regional Qualifier coming up tomorrow evening. And that should be a very good night. Should be a great night. For racing, should be a great weekend for outdoor activities, Mark. Looking forward to that.
I think so, too. And I think some people are going to be itching to get out and watch some live sports, whether it be racing Friday night or elsewhere in the area on the weekend. And then coming up Monday, we've got the start of high school baseball and softball. So I do think some folks out there, maybe more than some, are going to be anxious to get out and support these folks that have been, you know, affected the last couple, 3 months and now back in action, so to speak.
I would agree with that. 319-366-1600 is a text line. Couple of texts to get to. First of all, from 1345, if Kirk has to go, who would be the interim head coach? It can't be Brian. Well, I got to imagine, if many coaches leave due to the situation down in Iowa City, if Kirk goes, I got to think Brian is not going to be there as well. I don't know who would be the coach, to be perfectly honest with you. That would be a decision obviously made by Gary Barta, as well as the rest of the folks left over as far as the program and the staff is concerned. And, I mean, you got to throw out certainly like a guy like Ken O'Keefe, LeVar Woods, somebody like that. I don't know. I don't know is my simple answer to that question.
Well, my response is let's pump the brakes a little bit here. It's been a week since this story broke. And, you know, there's geniuses out there like Chicago radio station Dan Bernstein says, get rid of the guy. Just get rid of the guy. I don't care how popular he is. You can't make a knee-jerk reaction like that after a week. I mean, let this thing play out. Let's give Kirk a chance to get his arms around this thing. Let's give Mike Daniels a chance to get his advisory folks in place. Let's let the black players continue to voice their concerns. I think it's just way too early to say or speculate as to who the Kirk's successor is going to be.
I would agree.
There may be a day for that. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. It's only, 6 days into it. Yes, I would agree about that. 0560, no, USC is not welcome back O.J. Simpson. Just Reggie Bush.
And not likely anytime soon.
Not going to do that. OJ has shown up at USC events, just not associated with the University of Southern California. and probably not going to be associated with the University of Southern California. Before we get to another Iowa football story here, a better background of an Iowa football story. I know now what you can get me for Christmas and my birthday, one or the other, Mark. I have found it. What I would like. Apparently, there is going to be an upcoming book, The Memoirs of the Late Great, the only, one, the only, Beano Cook.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be entitled, Haven't They Suffered Enough? And I must have that publication. I must have it. I enjoyed Beano.
Duly noted, I was never a big Beano Cook fan.
You were not a Beano fan?
I really wasn't. I think he's probably got some very interesting stories, and therefore the book might be must-have. Duly noted, Scott.
All right. Thank you very much. We have not only the first uttering of an expletive on the PGA Tour coming back, we now have the first ace. There's good news and bad news. Sung Kang with a hole-in-one at the Charles Schwab Challenge. But he did that when he was plus three. So he's back to plus one. That's the good news. That'll get you back on the right, straight and narrow very quickly, dunking one. So very good job by Sung Kang out there. 78-54 on the text line. If Kirk is gone, the interim would be okay for Phil Parker. Again, let's just wait and see as far as that is concerned. There is Iowa football news today, Mark. Keith Duncan, the Iowa kicker, senior-to-be, with an honor, as he has been named the Walter Camp preseason first-team All-American kicker. Named that today by the Walter Camp Football Foundation. And what a year that Keith Duncan had a year ago.
Yeah, not surprising in the least. You want to end with the postseason first-team All-America. And I think he's got a pretty good shot at that. Duplicating the year he had last year might be difficult, but obviously it's in recognition of what he did last year and perhaps the potential he has this coming year. But nevertheless, a nice honor for Keith.
Yeah, and, you know, it's going to be hard to duplicate that season, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, winning a couple of games like he did, a couple of four field goal games out there, and just was absolutely clutch, beyond clutch last year. And that's awful hard to duplicate, especially when you're a kicker. Iowa fans hope that is the case, but we'll see. We'll see out there.
No, I think Iowa fans hope the offense gets in the end zone more often, thereby Keith Duncan having fewer attempts.
True.
Than he had last year. So, understand where you're at on that.
Very much so. Let's get a Zach update before we leave the airwaves here today. Charles Schwab Challenge being played down at Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas. And Zach on his second nine now.
He is indeed. And he broke a string of 11 straight pars with a bogey on the third hole, his 12th of the day. As I mentioned earlier, he's hit a lot of greens, a lot of fairways, has not made any putts. He had a wayward drive on three and a wayward second shot, which resulted in a bogey. But he's got six more holes to try to get back to even or get it under par in this first round.
Yep. So that will be hopefully Zach get things rolling here and get things back on the plus side as far as his day is concerned. And do you want to give out? I will give you the last word if you want to give out a guest that you guys have set up for tomorrow, or if you just want to hold that.
No, I can do that. We'll miss you tomorrow. We'll get back together on Monday. But tomorrow, scheduled guest is Jermell Lewis, former Iowa running back, a part of Kirk Ferentz's first recruiting class in 2000. Definitely had his moments, 12, 13 TDs in his career, but also had a couple ACL injuries, which kind of derailed what would have been a very promising career. And Jermell, of course, is right now not only a businessman, a father, but an assistant football coach in the high school level. So a lot of aspects to talk with Jermell, and that'll be coming up tomorrow.
All right, that'll be good. That'll be good. All right, we will we'll talk, Mark, and you and Buttons have a good one tomorrow.
All right, talk to you Monday.
All right. You've been listening to the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next. Have a great night, everybody.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need.